Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Science of Scaling, Using Data to Decide When and How Fast to Scale Revenue, is a business and startup strategy book by Mark Roberge. Best known for his work as the founding chief revenue officer at HubSpot and as a co-founder of Stage 2 Capital. The book focuses on one of the most difficult decisions for founders and go-to-market leaders, determining when a company is truly ready to scale and how quickly revenue growth should be expanded. Rather than treating growth as a matter of instinct, it argues for a measurement-driven operating framework built on internal data, readiness signals, and stage-specific metrics. Its subject sits at the intersection of entrepreneurship, revenue operations, sales leadership, and venture-backed company building. The book is aimed at helping readers avoid premature scaling, improve hiring and investment timing, and build a more disciplined path from early traction to durable growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a data-driven alternative to intuitive scaling decisions. Another important layer of this idea is that the framework is not presented as abstract theory. It is meant to be operational, giving teams a way to organize their own metrics into a decision process. Instead of relying on vanity indicators such as top-line momentum alone, the book emphasizes leading signals that show whether value creation is durable. That distinction is important because growth can look healthy for a short period while hiding weak customer retention, poor conversion quality, or an unsustainable cost structure. By insisting on evidence from the company itself, the book encourages a more honest view of readiness. The result is a method that can be applied by founders, GTM leaders, and boards as a common language for deciding whether the business is truly scalable. Secondly, the three-stage model: product market fit, go-to-market fit, and growth with moat. The usefulness of the three-stage structure is that it creates a common operating vocabulary across founders, operators, and investors. Many scaling failures happen when a company behaves as if it has reached the next stage before the data supports that claim. Roberge's framework is designed to expose that mismatch. For example, a company may have early product excitement but still lack a repeatable sales motion. Or it may have a functioning sales process but not yet the customer success consistency needed to justify aggressive hiring. By separating these phases, the book helps leaders avoid premature extrapolation from one success signal. The result is a more rigorous way to think about scale as an earned transition rather than a decision made under optimism. Thirdly, using leading indicators instead of waiting for lagging outcomes. The practical implication is that leaders need a more sophisticated metric stack than simpler revenue tracking. They must understand which variables actually indicate readiness and how those variables change across stages. The book suggests that scaling should be governed by indicators tied to customer success, conversion quality, and economic efficiency. This creates a more disciplined basis for decisions such as hiring additional reps or increasing marketing spend. It also helps prevent one of the most common startup errors, mistaking activity for progress. A busy funnel or a rising top line does not automatically mean the business is ready to absorb more growth. By focusing on leading indicators, the book gives managers a way to intervene earlier, adjust faster, and scale with more confidence. Fourthly, why premature hiring and front-loaded sales expansion create avoidable risks? The deeper logic is that headcount should follow validated process, not prescient. Many founders want to solve weak growth by adding people, but the book argues that this can magnify uncertainty instead of reducing it. A team that is still learning its customer, pricing, message, or channel strategy will often get more value from refinement than from expansion. The framework therefore encourages leaders to use hiring as a lever that amplifies a working system, not a substitute for one. This perspective is especially relevant for revenue teams because sales and marketing costs can rise faster than outcomes if the business is not yet ready. The book's contribution is to make that risk visible and measurable. Lastly, a framework shaped by HubSpot experience and portfolio company application. At the same time, this background also helps define the book's limits. Because it comes from a SaaS and venture-backed operating tradition, readers in other sectors may need to translate the framework carefully. The book is strongest when its principles are used as a decision structure rather than copied mechanically. That is still valuable because the broader lesson is not tied to a single industry company's should scale based on evidence, stage readiness, and repeatable economics. The book's practical credibility comes from that combination of domain expertise and generalizable discipline. Readers who want a framework for revenue scaling, not just inspirational advice, are likely to find this background especially useful. In conclusion, The Science of Scaling is best suited for founders, revenue leaders, operators, investors, and board members who need a more disciplined way to decide when to expand. Its core value is that it turns scaling into a measurable process rather than a judgment call, which is especially helpful for companies moving from early traction to repeatable growth. Readers looking for a generic startup inspiration book will find it more analytical than motivational, but that is exactly what makes it distinctive. It focuses on readiness, pacing, and the sequence of scaling stages, rather than treating revenue growth as a single goal to maximize at all times. Compared with many business books that emphasize tactics or broad entrepreneurial principles, this one is more specific about decision timing and the metrics that should govern it. That makes it useful not only for founders, but also for teams responsible for sales capacity, customer success, and capital efficiency. Its strongest contribution is a common language for evaluating whether growth is truly supported by the underlying business, which can improve both operational discipline and strategic judgment. If you would like to support Mark Roberge, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.